سلامت ذهن و روان با دبی امینی.
Healthy mind and soul.
سلام و روز بخیر شنوندگان عزیز رادیو ایران، خوش آمدی دارم خدمت همگی شما عزیزان که در این ساعت شنونده ما هستید، همراه با دو میهمان امروز برنامه، خانم دکتر آزیتا سایان و آقای دکتر چارلز فاستر، و موضوع مورد بحث امروز چرا زوجها دعوا می کنند که در واقع عنوان یکی از 16 کتاب دکتر فاستر هست و موضوع بسیاری از کارگاه های آموزشی دکتر سایان از جمله سمینار 7 اشتباه زنان و مردان در رابطه. قبل از معرفی متخصصین این برنامه یادآور میشم که اگر دوست دارید با استودیو تماس بگیرید و سوالات خودتون رو با دو میهمان عزیز مطرح کنید، میتونید با تلفن 323-512-7264 تماس بگیرید. و اما خانم دکتر آزیتا سایان معرف بسیاری از شما عزیزان هستند، دکتر روانشناس با 36 سال تجربه در مشاوره خانواده و ازدواج، تخصص در درمان و ترک اعتیاد و بنیانگذار و مدیر شرکت Embrace Growth. برگزاری سمینارها، جلسات مشاوره خصوصی و گروهی بخشی از فعالیت‌های ایشان هست و یکی از مهمترین دستاوردهاشون طراحی و رهبری کارگاه‌های آموزشی به فارسی و انگلیسی در سطح بین‌المللی است که از سال 2008 آغاز شده و همچنان ادامه داره. دکتر سایان نویسنده دو کتاب پرفروش با عناوین صحبت‌های زنانه و کارهای ناتمام هستند و در شبکه‌های اجتماعی بیش از 1,000,000 فالوور دارند. دکتر سایان خوش اومدید به برنامه امروز سلامت ذهن و روان.
خیلی خوشحالم که اینجا هستم در خدمتتون دبی عزیز، همینطور شنوندگان، و سال نو رو همینطور 13 به در رو به هموطنان عزیز و فارسی زبانان تبریک میگم.
مرسی از اینکه با ما هستید. و اما دکتر چارلز فاستر، مدیر تحقیقات مؤسسه چستنات هیل در لس آنجلس، ایشون داره 40 سال تجربه بالینی در امر درمان هستند و علاوه بر تخصصشون در درمان مشکلات روانی افراد، مشکلات بین زوجها و خانواده ها به عنوان مشاور پیشرفت در کار با مدیر عاملان شرکت های متفاوت همکاری می کنند. دکتر فاستر موفق به دریافت هزینه های تحقیقات بالینی از National Institute of Mental Health شدند و در سالم ستیت یونیورسیتی در رشته های مختلف درمان بالینی تدریس می کنند. ایشون به همراه مایرا کرشنبام 16 کتاب رو نوشته و تألیف کردند، از جمله What Do I Do Now, Feel Better Fast, Too Good To Leave, Too Bad To Stay و بالاخره کتاب مورد بحث امروز Why Couples Fight. Dr. Foster, welcome to today's program.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. Ramadan Mubarak to all of our listeners who are observing Ramadan. And nice to meet you, Dr. Sayan.
Nice meeting you as well, Dr. Foster. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. بله، ما خیلی چیزا رو داریم سلبریت میکنیم. 13 به در هست. خیلی عزیزان برای 13 به در امروز به باغ و دشت رفتن، رمضان هم که آمده، و امیدوارم که سال خوب و خوش و پر از صلحی برای همه عزیزان باشه. I'm going to start my question with Dr. Foster. You wrote a book over 300 pages about why couples fight, and we want you to give us a very short version of it that fits our very short time today, so we can also hear Dr. Sayan's views on the root of this unpleasant stage of couples' lives.
Why do couples fight? Well, let me rephrase the question. Why do good people fight? Why do good, loving, kind, decent people get into a marriage and end up fighting? For two reasons. Number one, their needs are not very close together. They have different needs. They don't choose to be with one another on the basis of how well their needs fit together. Could be as things as simple as one likes the house very cold and the other likes the house very hot. And you add things up like that and you have a lot of differences in needs. The other thing is that people, normal everyday people, do not have a lot of skills for dealing with differences in needs. The typical thing is they go along with problems, and then when they get frustrated, they get angry. When they get angry, they say and do things that they regret. And so the way they are dealing with it is through power. And by power, I mean trying to win the battle over who gets their needs met through yelling, saying bad things, threatening, doing all these kinds of things, not because they're bad people or mean people or anything like that, but simply because they don't know what else to do, and they feel cornered, desperate. They're just trying to get their needs met. And the problem is they're doing it not because they want power, but because they're feeling so disempowered by their partner's attempt to get their needs met. So I feel disempowered. I say something. It feels like an attempt to gain power by my partner. Now she feels disempowered. So she does something that feels to me like an attempt to gain power. So what, in all innocence, is just an attempt by both of us to try to get our needs met, in fact, plays out as a power struggle.
Thank you so much for your explanation. Dr. Soyan, he referred to people feeling in power. Do you think that this has anything to do with like people who are controlling and need to be in power all the time? Or this happens to like every couple in every situation?
Well, first of all, I totally, totally agree with Dr. Foster for a different reason. But certainly along the same lines, I think people don't take the time before they get into a relationship with a complete stranger that they don't know anything about, to take the time to get to know the stranger inside themselves and figure out where they have come from, what their own issues are, and what their own struggles have been growing up with the other people with whom they've had long-term relationships. So when you haven't taken the time out to really explore not only your childhood, your relationship with your parents, with your siblings, with your friends, and then also, most importantly, the relationship you have with yourself. You know, oftentimes you find out the same power struggle that the person is having with their spouse, they're having with themselves going exercising or not eating a slice of chocolate cake or, you know, not doing something that they're not supposed to be doing. So I think that before we take a major step into wanting to get into an intimate relationship and getting married, or even before we go to couples counseling, to first go to individual counseling and straighten out and get to know who we are and the power struggle that is within ourselves, to straighten that out. In terms of control, I don't know anybody who doesn't have control strategies of, because we're all embedded in fear. That's a protective mechanism that all human beings have. We want to control because we're afraid. And we're afraid all the time, whether we realize it or not. Many, many, many of our decisions are really reactions that are based in our fears. And so, yes, people do that. But once they get to know themselves, once they get to know their own control strategies, and how those control strategies, such as being a victim, such as being an antagonizer, such as being an interrogator, such as being an isolator, such as being a clown, you know, these are the strategies that we all use when we get cornered. You know, once people learn that, hey, you know, these are my control strategies, and I know the predictable outcome of these strategies, then one of the things that we do, you mentioned the workshops, is, and also in individual therapies, is train people to to recognize those strategies once they have gotten trapped in them and how to effectively bring themselves into power, which is taking responsibility, having integrity, communicating responsibly, creating a sense of belonging by being honest, and being loyal,
right?
You know, so to their relationships and to themselves.
So from what I'm understanding, you believe that if couples take the time to get to know themselves and their partner, they can minimize the fight. And by taking the time, it doesn't matter the time of actually the time to get to know each other, not spending some time together before getting married or getting into a relationship, right?
Well, first they need to get to know themselves. And I would like to hear Dr. Foster's take on this, to get to know themselves and their own issues and resolve their own power struggles with themselves and with their parents and with their siblings. And then once somebody gets to know themselves and resolves those issues, when those issues pop up with another person, we're a lot more astute and aware and conscious and capable of navigating the complicated terrain of relationships. But when we don't, when we're tangled up in our own issues and another person comes and pushes the button that's sensitive already, and we react to them, really we're reacting to a whole past of issues that have never been resolved.
Right. So I'm going to hand the microphone to Dr. Foster since you want to hear his take on this. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I totally agree with what you're saying, Dr. Sayan. And I think the more self-awareness and self-understanding we have, the better. So let me give you an example of what I think you're talking about from my perspective. If I'm in a relationship with somebody and they put forth a need, and that need that they have is against what I want, they want the house warmer than I want it, or they want to bring up the children differently than the way I want to bring up the children. Based on my past, my upbringing, my experiences, my initial experience of this, the other person saying what their need is, I might just feel a knife at my throat.
This is what my dad did to my mom. I'm being controlled.
That's right. I'm being controlled. I have a knife at my throat. And so I immediately have to fight back, because that is the pattern that I've learned, that when you're attacked, you attack back. On the other hand, based on other experiences or other conditioning or other childhoods or other factors, I might feel, no, you accept, you tolerate, you go along, you accept as much as you can. But of course, as you know very well, that strategy, what it really means is you accept until you explode. So, it's like, fine, whatever you want. Okay, fine, whatever you want, And then you just lose it. And then you have a huge, terrible fight. And then you're terribly ashamed because once you lose it, you seem crazy. And then you're diminished. So either way, having self-awareness around how you deal with somebody essentially just saying no to you, or just saying, I want something different from you, is going to be very helpful.
I also think that we have never been taught the culture of requests, making requests and negotiating our requests with other people. You know, we very much deal with, if you love me, first of all, I shouldn't have to make a request. You would already know what I want and you would do it because you love me. And then if I make a request and you say no to me, then that means you don't love me and I'm not important.
Yeah.
And then it's not really a request, because you don't have a right to say no. And then the other person feels like they're obligated, so they say yes. And then we feel like they're doing it out of obligation. So the whole thing is a mess. However, yeah. Once we have emotional maturity and our emotional IQ has been developed through working on our own issues first and being self-aware and having resolved a lot of our angst and anger and anxiety and depression and everything that we all bring around from our childhood inevitably, it's just the human condition. It's not a bad thing. We're not crazy if we have these issues. We're just human. Once we resolve those, then the person says, you know, I'd like the house warmer, to use your example. We say, well, that's really great. We can make the house warmer and I'll just wear lighter clothes. Or, you know, I really get nauseous when it's too warm, which is my case right now, going through menopause. So why don't you wear a sweater? I like to keep the house colder.
Well, exactly.
So it's exactly. About negotiating, you know?
Yeah. It's and I think what one of the reasons it was our understanding that people are so unskilled at that, that the whole second half of our book, Why Couples Fight, is a step-by-step guide to exactly how to do this so that you don't get caught up in it and you can work through this issue of I need this and you need something else, which seems completely different, and we seem to have an unsolvable problem, but these problems are never unsolvable. There always is a way to figure it out, but you have to get over the barrier of not feeling heard, of not feeling understood, of not feeling respected, and you can do that, and we show people how to do that in our book, Why Couples Fight, and then you have to work out a process of just developing options without judging the options. Well, what about this and what about that? And let's explore this and let's explore that. And then you find that when you do that, usually just the way you outlined how to set the thermostat in the house, a solution generally emerges that works for both people. And it does so simply because people use this process of beginning on that basis of understanding, acceptance, respect, generating options, and then not getting into the power struggle.
Thank you. I want to say a very short summary of what we discussed so far in Farsi for those of who don't understand English that well. دوستان همونطوری که میدونید موضوع صحبت امروز راجع به این هست که چرا زوج‌ها دعوا می‌کنند و بر اساس کتابی که دکتر فاستر نوشتن ما این بحث رو انتخاب کردیم و همونطوری که میدونید خانم دکتر ساییان هن ورکشاپ‌های بسیاری، کارگاه‌های آموزشی بسیاری دارن در همین رابطه. دکتر فاستر معتقده که دعوای زوجها به این علت هست که اون چیزی رو که احتیاج دارن در واقع دریافت نمی کنن وقتی که وارد رابطه میشن و their needs aren't met، یعنی چیزی رو که میخوان نمیگیرن، باعث دعوا و دلخوری میشه و بعد مهارت اینو ندارن که بتونن با اون مسئله کنار بیان، بتونن تقاضاهاشون رو بگن و بعد دوچاره یه دعوایی میشن که بخوان نشون بدن کی قدرت بیشتری داره و زور کی بیشتر میرسه، بدون اینکه حتی بدونن که دارن این کارو میکنن، فقط یک روش دفاعی خودشون هست. و خانم دکتر سایان هم در تایید صحبت‌های دکتر فاستر ادامه دادن که افراد باید برای اینکه قبل از اینکه بخوان وارد رابطه‌ای بشن، هم خودشون رو بشناسن، نیازهای خودشون رو بشناسن، بدونن که توی همچه مواقعی چجوری با مسائل کنار میان و چطوری ناراحتی خودشون رو یا خشم خودشون نشون میدن و یا تقاضاهاشون رو بیان میکنن و همینطور باید همسر آیندهشون رو در این موارد بشناسن. باید یاد بگیرن که بتونن تقاضاهاشون رو بگن و اگر هم کسی با تقاضاشون مخالفت میکنه اون رو هم بری نکنن که طرف مقابل دوستش رو نداره و به طور عاقلانه با این مسئله روبرو بشن. و باز هر دو تا متخصص بر این عقیده هستن که افراد نباید به یک جایی برسن که دیگه تحمل همدیگر رو نداشته باشن و بهتر هست که با مسائل کوچک خیلی جزئی همون موقع برخورد بکنن و نذارن اینا روی هم تلمبار بشه. دیگه فرصت بیشتری برای توضیح ندارم. بریم یه 10 دقیقه یه بریک بگیریم و باز برمیگردیم در خدمت هر دو متخصص و به صحبت امروزمون ادامه میدیم. با ما باشید.